Once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you at this time, Brother Munn speaking. Our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book from the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. 1 John 1, 9. For those of you that read the Bible, I bet that rings a bell for you, does it not? It's kind of like John 3, 16. Kind of like Romans 10, 13. 1 John 5, 13. Romans 3, 23. Some of those verses, yeah, we committed to memory. And we use these as bringing the gospel to other people. But 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, it talks about what to do with sin. You said, sin, yes, S-I-N. Now, to talk about that is a rare thing anymore. In fact, even the modern schools of education, we even think for those who are in ministry areas, you know, we're to say, instead of using this word sin, we're to use the word error or fault, or they made a mistake or failure. But see, the word sin sort of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. A lot of the modernists and men of great ability as far as their mind is concerned, they would say of Bible preaching that it's just, you know, of a preacher that would say something about sin, he's just full of puritanistic values. As far as sin is concerned, and seeing this in the lives of other people, there's no meaning or value in condemning people and calling sin, sin. Now, that's what the world says. Don't you misunderstand what I'm talking about. So, well, what are you talking about, preacher? Today, if you're involved in something that the Bible would identify as being a sin, you're described as being a person that has a disease. And in fact, they call people emotionally crippled. We think about people who are involved in drugs and alcohol and killers and thieves and sex perverts and all of these people. There's something wrong with them emotionally. And there's no meaning, there's no value in condemning those people and saying that their life is filled with sin because they have a disease. Now, I'm saying that's what the world says. You wouldn't prosecute someone who has cancer, they would say. They have the disease of cancer. So why do we bother with prosecuting these people who are guilty of these horrible sins? Because they themselves have a disease also. As far as the killer is concerned, maybe he may have the Y chromosome. It made him a killer. So you don't say anymore, you know, we're thinking about the different things that we could read in the Bible that the Bible describes as being sin. We just sort of stay away from that. What are we supposed to do with sin? 1 John chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, if we confess our sins, there they are, he is faithful. It didn't say our mistakes or our failures or our errors. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Oh, then sin must be something that's done against somebody besides just maybe an individual. It says he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. Then if the Bible is correct, all sin is against God. When you sin and you do wrong against God. And it said, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive your sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All right, and we come to the Bible. We look at the Bible. You know, we judge things in light of the Bible because the Bible is the final authority. Not some, you know, not some person in some high area of society that has become maybe some, you know, we think about even it, maybe even a medical field or a psychological field, or we think about sociologists and those who have great minds in this area. The Bible is the authority, the Word of God. And when I come to the Bible, I must call things for what they really are. And in the Bible, unrighteousness is sin. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 17, all unrighteousness is sin. Now, I have to be very careful here. I know, you know, I'm not supposed to, my life's not full of pride because pride itself is a sin. Were not for the grace of God, I'd be a horrible sinner myself. In fact, that's what God saved me from. I'm glad to have my sins covered. So when we speak of sin, you know, we're not making ourselves better than someone else. All unrighteousness is sin. Then anything that's not right is wrong. And if it's wrong, it's sin. Isn't that easy to understand? All unrighteousness is sin. If it's not right, it's wrong. If it's wrong, it's a sin. And what should I do? If we confess our sins, what should we do with sin? Confess our sins. Until tomorrow, Fisher Mund, saying goodbye.